In Sudan's capital Khartoum and nearby city of Omdurman, reports of intense military activity and closure of the main bridge across the River Nile. According to government media, the coup plotters were trying to take over the state media building. The military said measures were being taken to contain the situation. News of the attempted coup first broke on state media, which sought to reassure the public.
The failed coup attempt clearly indicates that it's necessary to reform the military and security apparatuses. It calls for an all-out reconsideration of the transition process and the necessity to forge a partnership based on the values and principles of the revolution towards a civil, democratic transition only.
A military official says an unspecified number of soldiers from the armored corps were behind the coup attempt, and many had been arrested and will be interrogated. Hours later, traffic appeared to be flowing smoothly in central Khartoum, including around army headquarters, despite Sudanese security forces closing the main bridge across the Nile connecting Khartoum to Omdurman. Sudan has been on a fragile path to democratic rule since its longtime ruler, Omar al-Bashir, was removed from power by the army in April 2019, following 4 months of protests. The country is now ruled by a joint civilian and military government.
It doesn't seem that this is a transitional government because there aren't any steps taken to put together a law for the elections or a law for the political parties. The census hasn't been done. The gerrymandering for the electoral body hasn't been designed. So it seems that even the public is now very furious.
The coup attempt is not the first challenge to the transitional authorities. They say they have foiled or detected previous ones linked to factions loyal to Bashir. An added sense of insecurity in a nation already facing high inflation and shortages of goods and services. Mohammed Adu, Al Jazeera.